listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The completely redesigned ClevelandBrowns.com is here. Visit it right now. And this music appropriately talks about what you will see on ClevelandBrowns.com, or one of the items you will see. And it's a great graphic that illustrates a piece that our next guest prepared and did a nice, really nice job of writing for us regarding the influence on the coaching staff of the Browns by one Mike Pettine Sr., basically a.k.a. the Godfather, and that his presence is felt because Mike Pettine, his son, is, of course, the head coach of the Browns, and a couple of the assistants on this staff are basically disciples of Mike Pettine Sr. He coached them at the high school level, as he did his own son. And joining us now is Kevin Jones, staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, who this was really an excellent piece, and I want you to talk about kind of the idea behind it and what it was, what you learned in your lengthy discussion, I know, that you had a couple of days ago with Mike Pettine Sr.
Vic, we got to start with, like you just said, Mike Pettine Sr. For those of you who don't know him, 33-year coach in Pennsylvania, right outside the Philadelphia area. His record, 327-42. And that stood up in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. He had to adapt his coaching style. He really did some impressive things there. And, you know, like you said, three coaches played for the Browns, or their coaching for the Browns played under him. Chuck Driesbach in the 70s, Jim O'Neill in the 90s, and then, of course, Mike Pettine Jr. in the 80s. It was really interesting. You know, I asked him probably three or four questions, and he just kept going like a real football coach. He really just spewed it out. And you know what I really liked about the story? Yeah. Each three of those guys, the coaches, are different people. Chuck Driesbach, the linebackers coach here, he's a street fighter. He was a bad kid who needed help, and he started getting good grades under Pettine Sr. And, you know, really turned his life around, played at Villanova, has coached in the college level for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Mike Pettine Jr. was the star quarterback. He was, you know, the face of the program, a gifted athlete who ended up going to UVA. And then Jim O'Neill, the D coordinator now for the Browns. In high school, he was the young puppy. He was an interior lineman. He had some delusions about wanting to be a tight end, but a very smart player. So three different types of coaches, and they all stem from Mike Pettine Sr.
Coach Pettine Sr., obviously a legend, as you pointed out, in the state of Pennsylvania. One of the things in your article that jumped out to me was the second sentence. Last week, the father of Browns head coach mailed a 40-page document for his son to give offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan. Did he elaborate on that at all, what this 40-page document entailed?
He didn't elaborate because he didn't want to, you know, go into his mindset on things. But he's been doing this with Mike Jr. for a long time, sending him defensive stuff with the Ravens, with the Jets. And he said, as a coach, you want a light bulb to go off. You want as many minds in the kitchen as you can get. You don't know, you know, a paper here, an idea there. You might think of some unique strategy and scheme. But he said he's very excited that Mike Pettine, his son Jr., is the head coach now because he gets to do offense, and offense is his favorite. So I'll have to talk to Kyle about what that entailed. But Pettine Sr. didn't want to go in too deeply on that.
Well, that's a coach's way of doing things. But, you know, it's interesting here, as we all get to know Mike Pettine, and I know you're newer into this building and into this program than Nathan and I are, but you've picked up a lot in the short amount of time you've been here, Kevin, in that you can see the principles that he learned from Dad, that Mike Jr. learned from Dad, that are being applied here, and that this is, you know, this whole notion of earn your way, all those tenets that aren't necessarily talked about at the professional level. Hey, guys are getting paid millions to play this game. Earn your way, you know, that it's a foreign concept to some of them, or a concept that they hadn't dealt with since high school. Yet it sounds like Mike Pettine loves this grassroots, take you back to when, you know, you were in your high school days and part of this thing.
Accountability, that's the word that all three of them said. He let his program be accountable. When you left their program after 4 years at Central Bucks West, you were going to be the best football player you could be. You were going to reach your ceiling. They made sure that happened. They're bringing that here to Cleveland. I liked what Jim O'Neill said about Pettine Sr. He learned how to tell the truth to players. You don't want to just fake it. You don't want to just give them the coach speak cliches, be honest, you know, don't be too aggressive and in their face, but you got to be honest with players or they're really not going to respect you. And then O'Neal also said, putting together cutting edge schemes at the high school level, the amount of film work they did there, that's something that he's embraced as a coach and something he credits Patton Sr. for.
I like also you talked about how he went on a 6-minute sermon about his favorite philosophies about what are the best piece of advice he could give the coaching staff in Cleveland. How often does he talk to his son? How often are they talking football? What's their relationship like at this point?
They talk often on the phone, and Patton Sr. is very excited. He's going to be up here in May touring the facilities. He wants to sit down with each one of his son's members of his staff and sort of pick their brain and just see what's going on in the roster. It's really funny. He's in Florida right now, and randomly on the golf course, he meets a guy from Cleveland who happens to be a diehard Browns fan. They golf together every day. They're so excited about the free agent acquisitions. The NFL draft is coming soon, and the way I ended the article, you know, it's a honeymoon period here right now in Cleveland. Everyone's excited. They think Patton is doing the right things, saying the right things, but he knows it best, Patton Sr. You're measured on wins. And the honeymoon ends in September. He's very excited for his son. They talk a lot, but he knows, you know, the pressure is going to be on.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any doubt here, and we should be ready for this, that his dad is – Mike Pettine's dad is going to be heavily involved. He's going to have a presence, maybe unofficially, but this wouldn't be a brand-new thing. I go back to I did a book years ago with John Gruden after he had led the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the Super Bowl. And what you learned among that are many things, including the fact that his dad, Jim Gruden, who had been an assistant coach at the collegiate level, Notre Dame was one of his stops. And he valued his presence as kind of an advisor to him while he was coaching in the NFL, Oakland, and then later the Buccaneers. His brother, Jay Gruden, now the head coach of the Washington Redskins, but before Jay entered the NFL, he was an Arena League quarterback and then an Arena League coach, and he had a presence on the Buccaneers staff. So it stays in the family. This is not a new concept, and knowing how much respect that not only Mike Jr. has for dad, but the other members of the staff, and that they're sort of spreading the gospel, the word among these other coaches. And granted, these other coaches come from different places in the NFL. I think they are clearly going to have to be open to, and my sense is that they are, to hearing from the former great high school coach.
They are, for sure. And what was awesome, I saw Chuck Driesbach in the lobby. He read the article. Go to clevelandbrowns.com. Check out the Godfather graphic we made. He wants posters of that. He wants a poster of that in his office. They were thrilled. This is the guy who taught them football at the high school level.
Sure.
He was a coach they respected. So they know some of his schemes and strategies will be implemented. You got to think Kyle Shanahan's open to that too, coming from being with Mike. You know, mm-hmm. It's the older guys in their life kind of introduced them to football. It wasn't a grassroots thing for them. So it's an exciting time. It's going to be fun to meet Mike Patton Sr. and to see how similar he is to his son.
Very cool.
Did he remind you of the fact that he's undefeated against his son?
He did. Quickly. He didn't want. He was like, don't make that the theme of the article. But of course, there was ESPN documentaries made about those Philadelphia outside of Philadelphia high school teams. So it's He's got a little bit of an ego, and he deserves that, having won 320 games. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, this is a classic case. The apple does not fall too far, because Mike Patton walks around with that same level of confidence and presence and ownership of his space. Yeah, he's a first-year head coach, but he carries himself like someone
Agreed.
Who knows this league well, right, Nathan?
Yeah, no question about it. He's no question about it.
You know, and there's something to be said for that. I realize that you can get your comeuppance if things don't go well when you're coaching. You're actually coaching those first games as a head coach. But I have no problem with the idea that you believe in yourself and that you carry yourself that way, and that you as far as Mike Patton Jr. is concerned, his foundation isn't just these years he spent as a coordinator in Buffalo or with the New York Jets or the time he spent with the Baltimore Ravens. This time that he spent as a head, not only as a head coach at the high school level, but learning and being you know, at the wing of his father and a legendary coaching figure in Pennsylvania, high school coaching figure in PA, matters in the NFL.
Does any other team have three coaches like this who played under the same high school? I tried to do research on that. I couldn't come up with any other tandem like that. I think it's a unique bond.
Yep.
I think it's there's a family type presence here in Cleveland, and time will see if it works out. But like I keep saying every time I'm on here, Mike Patton Jr. is doing all the right things. His father helped teach him that, and we're seeing it right now.
Good stuff, Kev. Thank you so much. All right.
Thanks, Vic. Thanks, Nathan.
Kevin Jones. Read the piece. It is posted on ClevelandBrowns.com. Yes, he is prolific. There's a lot of other stories by Kevin and more to come that you make sure you check out on ClevelandBrowns.com and on our mobile apps and so forth. We've got much more. We want to hear from you. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850, and tweet us at Browns_daily. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.